All right, happy Friday, Kyle. We're on episode something, a state of the grind. And like we talked about, we're just going to document what we're doing. And so we're just not even going to pretend that the podcast is going on. We're just going to talk about what we're talking about.
Well, what's funny about that is, happy Friday, David, by the way.
I'm the only one in this video.
We need to turn a corner. We've built a brand. It's pretty funny. Everyone likes it. Everyone from friends, family, colleagues, clients.
I don't have any of those.
Well, I was just talking about your friends, but I actually had someone today on the phone say, I love your videos.
We have the entertainment part down.
But the truth of the matter is that's not how we get paid. Like, we want title orders and
we want to earn the title orders. We want the opportunity to earn the title orders.
We need to somehow connect the dots between, hey, this is our brand, but at the same time, like, send us business, because that's how we put food on the table and we help you.
How do we translate what we're doing to add value to everything else? Okay, so real quick, next week, we want to clean out our storage unit.
We do have a storage unit. Oh my God, we could turn it into like an episode of what's that show?
Yes. Yes. Storage
Why don't we do
Wars.
That? What? I mean,
I bought this storage unit. All it has is a bunch of Fidelity title crap in it. Yeah, we're going to
sight unseen. We'll get some people over there and we'll do like a video of like everyone's checking out the locker. It's all just a bunch of boxes. And then like you or I can win it and then just be like super disappointed because it's like just the
less than
shit.
$10.
It's Fidelity. The shit that crap.
It's the shit that craps.
It's the crap that title reps.
It's not sling. Okay. We have our coaching with Chelsea. I want to do it here together. 9 a.m. Monday, we'll meet. Coaching with Chelsea, 9:30 to 10:30. And then can we go to the storage unit after at 11?
Yes.
Okay. Storage unit. Unite? Unit.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. So, like, I don't like the idea of – like we need to some like so the conversation is we need to somehow turn the corner with title is boring as part of a brand to get business, which, you know, that's kind of, I think, what we'll talk about with Chelsea on Monday. This needs to be operated from the business page. I like the idea of one of us being responsible for one social media outlet and one of us being responsible for another social media outlet. That's instead of just, you know, like if I have an idea for Instagram, I let you know. If you have an idea for LinkedIn or Facebook, you let me know. I mean, I don't really know how that works, but I mean, that would kind of be the thought process based on what Chelsea said. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's the meeting in the middle a little bit because, you know, she said rebrand, but I don't know exactly what that entails. Like, obviously, we're not going anywhere with title is boring.
It's how do we turn the corner with, you know, we have the educational content down. What we don't have is, you know, and what we're trying to create more is more education. So people don't just see us as entertaining and funny, but like we're serious is what we do. Like, we take our job very seriously. We take our clients' business very seriously, and we can help people build their business. So how do we turn that corner right there?
For those of you out there, we, you know, David and I push a lot of stuff to the title is boring Instagram, Facebook account, but we're trying at the same time to not lose who we are on our personal pages as well. So it's almost like we're running three different pages and brands.
Well, it's more than three. So you have three for
Facebook, at a time is what I'm saying.
Three for
three
Instagram.
Time, yeah.
Three for LinkedIn. I mean, and we're not even talking about YouTube. I mean, I think YouTube's the easiest one because that's just where we put evergreen content and that's title is boring.
And we're assistantless at the moment. So we're working that much harder to just keep everything going.
Can you spell assistantless?
Assistantless.
Okay. So we'll kind of work on that with Chelsea on Monday.
What are your thoughts though?
Did we
get anywhere here?
I don't, well, I like the idea of being able to divide and conquer. And I like the idea of us, I personally don't love the idea of having a content calendar that says on July 17th, we're going to talk about X. I still like the idea of us being able to create content kind of more on the fly. I mean, I'm noticing like I'm using the Instagram stories and I'm using the Facebook stories, but we're not getting nearly as many views and interactions as we do just with a simple Facebook Live. So I think it's got to be a combination of kind of all those. And, you know, we still want to dive into, you know, more targeted messaging to the individual offices.
Not only that, but we posted one thing on LinkedIn and the only people that actually follow our LinkedIn page are you and me currently since we built it.
Yeah. So I have,
chucked up the one video, and I shared it and we're almost at 100 views just with me sharing it.
Well, I shared it too.
This morning?
Yesterday afternoon.
Okay.
You know, so let's talk about the videos. So like, I think some of the feedback that I've gotten, and you know, like it's one of these things when we do something live or we do a podcast, and it's like it's one of these things where like you are not, you know, like we kind of step on, I don't want to say like step on each other's toes, but somebody says something, and you know, I don't want to, like, you don't like step over each other, but you kind of don't pour over me, Kyle. Don't pour over me. I feel like we need to have a little bit better of a grip on our educational videos and some of the stuff that we're doing so like one of my thoughts was is when we're doing these educational videos, like we just go back and forth where one week somebody introduces it and the other person explains it, or the next week the other person introduces it and the other explains it. So it allows us both to highlight our expertise, but basically give kind of the control of the video over to one person versus the other, as opposed to both of us trying to have equal video time. What?
Don't tell me the band's breaking up.
I don't think the band's breaking up. I think that if we're going to work on making sure that we are producing good content and educational content, I don't think like going back and forth, kind of like we did with Prop 6090. I mean, I think that could have been easier. That might have a little bit better flow and better value and easier to watch if it's just
one person cranks it out.
One person introduces it, the next person cranks it out. What do you think about that? I mean, yeah. Do you care? I mean, am I wrong? Should we try it? Should we not try it?
Or just, hey, you're in charge of this video today. Go and film it. And chuck it up there while you're at the, you know, like, well, they don't need to see both of us every single time.
No, I'm talking strictly about the educational videos, like maybe Fast Fact Friday thing.
I would like to give people more of an insight into the process and what they're getting professionally if they work with us.
Yeah, and that's,
as far as the title insurance deal is concerned.
I mean, and that right there is just a ton of content.
Yeah.
I think the idea is, okay, one of us explains what the maybe we just literally do a 30-minute long video and each of us take segments of it. But then from that 30-minute video, we can clip out the exceptional prelim. We can clip out the statement of information.
I got a phone call.
Instead of doing a bunch of individual videos.
Yeah. I got a phone call literally today from a friend who's buying a house, and she needed help reading the preliminary title report. And like that alone is something that we break it down and put it in layman's terms.
Right.
But that is, I mean, even that service alone that we do on top is miles, light years ahead of anything else. Because at the end of the day, like, these are scary things for the consumer.
Do you have,
no.
I agree with what?
Are you talking about that?
No, I was going to say, with your iPad, can you find us I know it's super easy, but like a teleprompter app?
Teleprompter app.
You know, because what I don't want to do is I don't want to have like every word scripted out, but it'd be nice to have like bullet points going for like, you have the thing like Mossimo's Pizza where it's off the cuff. Like that's one kind of content that we create and that we're going to continue to create. As far as the educational content, I think it needs to have a little bit more structure to it, so we make sure we hit all the points as quickly as possible. What do you think about that?
I agree.
Okay.
It's so funny because like we got to give people a little bit of everything. We got to give them a little bit of you, a little bit of me, a little bit of education, a little bit of this. Like, people like how we kind of riff off each other.
Well, and, I mean, and you and I are like, you and I are friends. I mean, like, we, you know, we've been doing this together. We've been doing this together a long time. I mean, most partnerships where there's not like an actual relationship, like a blood relation or something like that, don't last as long as ours had. And I think it's based on trust. And I think part of that is we also complement each other's personalities as opposed to literally just being
the same person,
a mirror image. Like
hashtag couple goals,
squad goals, hashtag title squad goals. So I think as far as the equipment, you know, we're going to get this iPod tripod mount, which means we need another tripod.
I dare you to say that 10 times fast.
iPod tripod mount?
No. iPod tripod? Wait, hold on.
What happened?
You need another tripod for the iPad?
Yeah, because if you have one tripod recording video and you have another tripod with the thing, like, how do you do that without an iPod tripod? Right.
I like that, actually, because you can just tripod. Put it right behind
it. That is hard.
You can put it right behind it and just a little bit higher. Because I love
it. You take me higher to a place where blind men
I don't think the audience see. Knows that I actually have a pretty good Creed and Pearl Jam voice. We're going to definitely get an email from someone, though. Because
I don't need Photo Lightroom CC plan.
If I bust that out.
Please don't. What else? Do we need any more lights for our situation? I mean, are we pretty well lit?
Honestly, like, can we call maintenance to get those into, like, brighter white lights?
Are you fucking serious?
No, I'm serious. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look at how dark it is up there.
I mean, I would say that some of these lights are...
Quick side note, I actually met Scott Stapp, the lead singer of Creed, after he sung the national anthem at Dodger Stadium. And you bet your sweet ass he sung it exactly how you'd expect it. It was like 18 minutes.
Does he still tour, or are we finally...
No, he's tried to kill himself like way too many times. I don't think they let him out of the crazy wagon.
All right. Did you know that Amazon is trying to reduce their waste by doing deliveries once a week as opposed to like whenever you want it now? They realize that, like, the amount of boxes that's on there is...
Isn't that their thing by, like, 2020, their carbon, like, footprint is going to be, like, cut in half or something? I don't know what I'm talking about.
I mean...
Just go with it.
Yeah, cool. I'm pro Amazon, by the way. Like...
But even if you have Prime, you only get it once a week?
No, like, that's what they're trying to do, is they're calling it, like, your Amazon day. So basically, they hold all of the things that you order.
Nope.
And then
I hate
you
it.
Get it.
Nope.
Do you have trash cans? Because, like, my trash cans fill up when I do my Amazon subscribe and save stuff. Like, my trash cans fill up too quick.
So I don't have Prime, but.
What?
No.
How do you even function?
I know, it's pretty bad. But.
How do you watch The Looming Tower and.
Well, I don't want to go into that because I have my whiz, but.
And Jack Ryan and. And
what is it? It's not Top Gear.
The Man in the High Castle?
No, but that one is good. Top Gear, but it's called the Grand Tour now.
Sounds terrible.
Big James May.
But
yeah, I still watch those. But anyways, like what I was going to say is like, that's not, I don't like that. You pay too much money just to have it one day of the week.
Well, I don't know.
Why would they go backwards?
Well, some of the stuff that, like, I can tell you that definitively some of the, sometimes they, like, if you're not in a rush, they'll give you, like, $10 for, like, a digital coupon or something. Like, if I'm not in a rush and I bought something that's $10 and you're going to give me $10 to spend more money on Amazon, I will do that.
I bet you they should just have another Prime subscription called, like, Prime I Don't Care About the Earth.
I think that's just called Prime.
And you just pay a little bit extra, but then you can get it.
What are you up to this weekend?
I'm cooking a mean brisket. Well, hopefully it's mean brisket.
Yeah, it was so hard. It was so much harder to cut that thing without it being cooked, like raw. I've never done one raw.
I had to go home and quarter it.
Well, I know I messed it up, the point part. because it's a different thing. You watch anything good on Amazon, Netflix, or Hulu recently?
Honestly, what did we just watch? Oh, I watched, I'm saying that like it's just me. Amy and I watched the movie Sideways yesterday for the very first time.
You've never seen Sideways?
Well, it came out when I was pretty young.
You know the guy that wrote it actually lived in like a trailer behind that restaurant while he was writing it?
The Hitching Post?
Yeah. He lived in a trailer behind the Hitching Post while he was writing that movie.
That's pretty funny. I expected more. You're kind of sad at the end of it.
Yeah, it's not an uplifting movie.
No, and the guy's a scumbag.
Schmuck. Yeah.
Paul Giamatti, like, steals he's a from good his guy. Mother. Oh, he does steal he does. From his mom. What about you? Anything fun?
I got a friend coming to town Saturday, and, man, I'm just going to try to veg out and do something. I'll tell you what, I'm pretty beat up. It's been from the sales rally to now, it's just been go, go, go. And I haven't had a break. The sales rally was fun. I think we got
sales
some
rally was very, fun. Hopefully we can feedback. Post it for the people.
What's going on with the Alexa skill?
I got to just, I just figured it's not a 9-to-5 thing. So I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Right.
It takes a long time
to get it set up or is it a long time to, you know,
communicate with the back end.
Oh yeah.
That's all. But we have our first one ready to go. Everybody out there, we are doing an Alexa flash briefing. So if you just cannot go another minute without just hearing David and I, you'll be able to wake up to us every single day and say, Alexa, play my flash briefing.
Well, the nice thing about it is we're creating more content. The value that we're going to be able to bring with that content is going to be much, much better. We sent out our first text. Actually, our first text blast, we're doing an opt-in text message where if you text the word title, T-I-T-L-E, to the number 474747, and once a week we're actually going to send over
good stuff, not crap.
Some kind of free content, a link to a podcast, just something great, actually.
We'll mix it up. Actually.
Yesterday we sent out Chelsea Peitz's The Voice of Social Sales podcast, the 5 E's. Of content.
That girl is just a genius. I love Chelsea so much.
She is. And she's a sun devil.
And she's a sun. No wonder. I mean, that's why, right?
Mill Avenue and Mill Q Club. All right, man. We're going to do a little Facebook Live video, right?
Real Dr. quick. Seuss.
Yeah. Today is March 1st, 2019. Happy March.
It's tax day.
Isn't that April 15th?
I like saying every time between January 1st and April 20th or 17th or whatever, it's tax day just to scare people.
So did you know that like Southern California is like the inspiration for Dr. Seuss? Like most people, and I didn't even know until I moved out here, like Dr. Seuss lived on Mount Soledad in La Jolla, and Mount Soledad overlooks the beach there in La Jolla. So La Jolla is like literally Whoville.
That's amazing. So is Cindy Lou Who based on a real person?
I don't know. You'd have to.
I'd like to think so.
You'd have to do some deep Googling.
I'd like to think so.
I would like to think
Rosy
so.
Rosy cheeks, yeah, little button nose. My mom had a student in elementary school that was in the classroom. I swear this will make sense. In the classroom that the little baby Grinch and Cindy Lou Who in Jim Carrey's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, he or she is an extra in the classroom. So it like pans over and you can see the kid. I forgot if it's a guy or girl because it was a while ago.
Do Whos have gender?
The Who. It's not an it or a what. It's a who.
All right.
Who boy or who girl?
This has gone off the rails.
Who done it?
Thanks for tuning in.
You're listening to State of the Grind. Thank you for listening. To stay in the grind with us, please subscribe. Keep grinding.